Welcome back to You Are Beautiful with Brian Trust. Вы красивы.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Brian Trust, your host for You're Beautiful. We're going to do things a little bit different. Starting out, happy Independence Day. I mean, America is, what, going on 250 years? Keep America great. Not make America great again. Keep America great. I'm not into politics, but definitely got to go back a couple centuries here and thank everybody who has served and fought for America so we get to celebrate this day. With that being said, you can see the background. CJ's not with me. We're coming remote from Trust Family Auto Sales. And, you know, I said we were going to take a day off, but my goodness, my heart. I've been wanting to do this for 2 years. And finally, this would be episode 5, and I can't take that week off. Maybe you don't need it, but I need it. I know I say the show's about you, but man, you know, it's like churches on Sunday, but I tell people, it's just not about Sunday, it's every day. So I might be rambling this particular episode, but I just wanted to come at you, whether you're listening, whether you're watching. I just wanted to do a little bit of recap after 4 episodes. And one of the big things that I wanted to dive into is, why am I doing the show? Am I even qualified to do the show? I'm going to tell you no, but I'm just going to break down and share a little bit more about me and my journey. And I really hope it resonates with you. And maybe you are currently sitting where I once was. And maybe you just need a little bit of guidance or a pickup, or maybe just some word that I might say, or analogy or sense that says, yes, that's what I'm talking about, Trust. So anyways, guys, getting back to it. You always know I'm full of joy and abundance of joy. Thank you, Jesus. That's who I owe it all to. But just a quick recap. You know, I got invited to church a while back by Emily and now my son-in-law, Blaine. It was called the Block Church. They invited me. So, you know, I wanted to go. I could have sat around. I could have been lazy. I went. And not only did I go, you know, I had that fear and that anxiety. What do you anticipate? What do you expect? I just really was never brought up around church. You know, I joked around on an episode that I'm a pizza bagel. My mom's Italian. My dad's Jewish. But, you know, I came from a broken family. I love mom. I love dad. Rest in peace. You know, they brought me up well, but just nothing with a scripture religious type background. So, again, this was all new to me. You know, here I walk into this place. First of all, you know I'm in heaven because, you know, I'm large and maybe not in charge. He's in charge. But, man, I walk up to a table full of desserts. You know, water, coffee. I mean, like, they already had me when I walked in the door with the food, okay? Then I walk into, I don't know really what to call it, because the Block Church, we were acting remotely at Lewis and Clark, one of their sub-facilities, where we had to unload the trailer, set up church, and tear down. And this is something that they did every Sunday. But anyways, as I walk into people throwing footballs. You know, I'm looking around. This is church? Because again, I don't know what to compare it to. And no joke, they were throwing football around, you know, which is pretty cool. We then sat down, and then I'd like to believe I did what you would do. I start looking around the room, and I start sizing people up, the way they're dressed, tattoos. Just, again, we people watch. You go to a mall, we people watch. I'm in church. I don't know what to do. So guess where I sat? You're right, in the back. Then this young guy comes out. If I'm telling you, you're handsome and witty, Pastor Matt, guilty, okay? But I get this young guy coming out, obviously younger than me, got a pep in his step, and he's just so vibrant, like, come on, church, what's going on? And I didn't know what to expect, you know? And I've said this in my episodes before. When you start out church saying, hey, y'all, you know, he's got a coffee in his hand. You know I like my women like my coffee hot and black. Again, what do? Am I in church? Is this for real? Pastor Sam, I love you. And I apologize that you're putting up with that man. But I got to tell you, that man that you were married to, you know, I know we give Jesus all the glory, but just the way he's so relatable, I thank you, Pastor Sam, for sharing him. But, you know, moving forward, so they start diving into scripture. And like I told you on the show, am I qualified to do the show? Heck no, I don't know scripture. I've cracked the Bible just a little bit here and there. But, you know, just a quick recap before I continue. The show's called You're Beautiful. And it's about me not necessarily shoving scripture down your throat or telling you that you got to go to church. I'm just sharing my personal journey, this smile, this glow, some other things that I'm going to talk about down the road. But my goodness, guys, if you're tuning in and you're watching, I can't make this glow up. It's a relationship with Jesus that I've acquired. I'm learning to be better. I want to use the word obedient with. And I'm just hoping that I can connect with you so you could have that relationship. And kind of going back to the Block Church, you know, Pastor Matt was somebody who would talk scripture, but he would analogize in your everyday life, something in the news, something that's going on personally with him. And, you know, he was very, accountable with some of the things that he shared. But I couldn't understand thus, there, what have you. But he would just break it down to something that I could truly understand. And where my guys here at the car lot tell me I talk too much, Pastor Matt might have talked too much, but he just had it where it came full circle. And at the end of the story, it was so relatable to everyday life. What's the word we use? Engagement. He had my full attention. I was totally into it. And after that Sunday, that glow I would feel, I wanted more. So the Block Church became my home. And that's where I was going back and forth to. And not only was it my home, but these people that I was sizing up, stereotyping, and maybe me the same, they became extended family. And again, guys, this is crazy because if you know me, I myself say, there's no way that's Brian Trust talking about Jesus. And yes, I'm still smiling. And yes, if you know me this current day, yes, I admitted on my last episode, I was in the bars Friday night, didn't get home till 3 a.m. Saturday. So I'm still living this flesh life, but the excitement and the glow about me, I thank you, Jesus, for never giving up on me. Mark, I want to get you on the show, and I was hoping to do this when you were on the show, so we'll revisit it. But you know, Mark would have bracelets. God, we had a tree here, stop heroin, God loves you. He wasn't afraid to bring up the name of Jesus, because a lot of times, I think we all are. We could be in the church and we could be faithful, but sometimes are we chameleons and we only adapt to talk about Jesus when we're surrounded by other people that are Jesus-like. So what I wanted to bring up, you know, Mark would tell me, he would say, Brian, put God first. And of course, my flesh life would be like, bro, do you know if I told my wife I put God before her, I would be baptized? So if you don't know what baptized means, y'all could look it up. But I mean, whether it sounded like a joke or not, I'm like, what are you talking about? You're putting somebody before your wife? Get out of here. Anyhow, Mark, I thank you. Because the more that I dove into the word, the more that I got involved with church, I've got to tell you, I'm going to say it again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Mark. I am such a better person. Now, am I perfect? Absolutely not. Do I still have room to improve? Absolutely. But folks, if you don't understand, I'm just going to share it with you. And again, I'm trying not to get off topic. I have watched my episodes back and I'll start a topic and never finish. I apologize. But if you don't already know, I absolutely think the GOAT of music is Michael Jackson. Absolutely love Michael Jackson. And there was a song that always resonated with me. It's called The Man in the Mirror. Ironically, we went to the concert for Michael Jackson. The Man in the Mirror. Anyways, I just took a leap and bound of faith to have this show called You're Beautiful. And pretty much the song says, are you? Me. I'm looking in the mirror. Are you ready to make a change? Are you ready to make a difference? So going back to, see, I didn't get off topic. I'm going back to you, Mark, about putting God first. It really works on you. When you look in the mirror and you're ready to make a change, God never gave up on you. Thank goodness he's never given up on me, okay? And I just started working on myself, becoming a better person, which then became a better husband, a better father, a better employer. And maybe I don't know the chemistry, the universe, the karma. I can't make this up, guys. I feel like a better person. My employees, my family, they recognize a difference. And it cost me nothing but investing in me. the man in the mirror. And that's what I encourage you, that when you look in the mirror, man, woman, remember, you're beautiful. It starts with you. You are worthy. You might be sitting at home and be watching this and like, oh, this is a smoke show. It's not a smoke show. And that's why I have this podcast. I'm taking a broken guy like myself. You could say all the bad things you want. You've witnessed things or what have you. Okay, that's a past. Regrets. Yeah, I messed up. But you know the coolest thing is we serve a mighty God who forgives you. He asks you the word repent, to apologize. You know, if you're a child and you messed up, you know, we sometimes find it easy to lie to our parents. But if we just find ourselves accountable, yeah, mom, I broke the window. I was throwing a baseball and I blew it out of somebody else. That's kind of what like repenting is. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask for your forgiveness because even though I'm a better person, why do I stop talking to you? That's not right, because if things are going good, I don't need you. No, I need you whether I'm on top of the mountain or I'm in the valley. He's a mighty God. He just wants to be engaged in our relationship. And that's kind of what I'm talking to. I did bounce a little bit over the place. But what I'm asking you to do, I'm challenging you to do it. Look in the mirror. You're beautiful. All I'm asking you to do, you can close your eyes. You don't have to close your eyes. But it could be as simple as something like this. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for never giving up on me. I don't know scripture. I don't know the Bible. However, I do want to live a better life. Thank you. Not only have you not given up on me, I thank you for 10 fingers, 10 toes, and some health. Thank you for giving me these opportunities to find the job or a better job. Thank you for looking out for my family. Just whatever may be on your mind, even if you're rambling, it's okay because he's listening. Don't be in fear that you don't want to talk to him because you don't have it scripted out, that you don't have it worded. Just do it for yourself. Just have the TV off, have your cell phone off, and ramble. And I'm doing this in front of you. I am rambling to show you that it's okay. It doesn't matter what your hair looks like or how you're dressed. When you build a relationship with Jesus, it's similar to the relationship that you might have with your parents. It's a loving relationship. He just wants to hear from you. And again, when you speak, whether it be about your finances, whether it be about your marriage, whatever it may be, just be open. Ask for forgiveness. Ask for financial wealth. Most importantly, just have this relationship. And guys, I know that I have rambled and there's just so much to talk about. But again, when I ask myself, or if my guests ask me, why am I doing the show? It's because I was gifted and blessed with these airwaves and this radio time. I could have done music. Y'all know me, DJ Brian Trust. You know, we want to play the music, get crunk, hey, make it rain. Yeah, I could use the radio for whatever I want. But here's what I really want. I want to connect with you so you could have the same vibe, the same love, the same joy, peace, whatever words you may choose. My life is beautiful. Even if I mess up, I serve a mighty God who is forgiving. Like flesh life, do we learn from it? You know, I coach baseball, and some people, did you win or did you lose the game? What if we change our words? How about, did you win? No, I didn't win. Okay, well, did you learn? It's not necessarily about losing. It's about learning. And that's what this podcast is. You're beautiful. It's taking my journey that I still don't know. Thus, third scripture, John. I do know John 3:16. There's a lot of things that I don't know. And I'm just being accountable and vulnerable with you to tell you it's okay. But before I go to commercials, I'm challenging you. Maybe pause this. Pause this if you're watching, you're streaming. Walk over to the mirror. You don't have to look around to see if anybody's watching you or judging you. And simply walk in the mirror. Look at yourself. I'm telling you. He's telling you. Now I need you to tell you, hey, I'm beautiful. And then what I want to ask you to do is just take a moment to yourself, whether you call it meditation. I'm going to call it prayer, but you might not know what prayer looks like. And I'm simply saying, start out as, Dear Heavenly Father, and have a conversation. Hopefully not 30 seconds. Hopefully 2 minutes turns into 10 minutes. Oh my goodness, does time fly, but aren't you worth 10 minutes? Hey, I'm going to get back with you, but I'm going to take a break right now. We got some commercials coming out to you. Welcome back. I was just checking out my hair. You know, I said before, I don't care how it looks or what have you, but hey, I'm looking fly. I do need a haircut. Hey, guys, but I just want to jump right back in. You still see me glowing, okay? Going back to that block church and my new experience, going back to Pastor Matt and how relatable he was. You know, the coolest thing I told you is this young, athletic, witty guy. I mean, guys, and again, if you know me, you know what a big softball player I was. I even put Pastor Matt on my church team. Now, hopefully there's some humor in this. And again, rest in peace, my boy Caleb. But I had two wild guys on my team. If y'all know them, Caleb and Timmy, okay? And I'd be like, hey, guys, I need you to chill tonight. I got the pastor on my baseball team. So can you please watch your language? And you guys know that's a test right there if you know my boy KB and Timmy. And anyway, so I'm sitting on the bleachers. You know, I'm talking to Caleb and Timmy just to speed things up. Here goes Pastor sitting on the bench. We're winning this game. There's a lot of excitement. And of course, you know, KB's already MF this, MF that. And I'm like, guys, didn't I just tell you to watch your mouth for me? I got my pastor on a team. He was like, bro, where's your pastor? I'm like, he just sat on the bench. And they look at him like, oh, B, we're so sorry. But again, same thing because, you know, do we size people up and think that there should be that little white cuff, you know, the whole black suit and the white cuff? But that was my boy, Pastor Matt. And again, he's an everyday person too. And he chuckled with it. Pastor Matt made my church experience so relatable, you know, and so comfortable that where I was so engaged, I just wanted to keep going back. So I'm talking about throwing footballs. I'm talking about being a jokester. You know, when he's in the Word, he's being relatable for me. So a lot of times, if you guys are going to hear me talk about Pastor Matt, it's like sometimes maybe you guys don't go to church. Maybe you go to church and you go through the steps, but you don't get the Word. So why do you want to go back? Maybe the music doesn't start off so good. You know, just church, I don't really know how to explain it, but I know what worked for me is when you hear the Word and it somehow touches you and it's that light bulb and you get it, you're going to want to go back. So even right now as I'm talking to you, I still bounce around churches. You know, most churches want you to plant your roots, and I get it, and I understand their purpose. But I'm coming to you, sharing with you, and I'm going to talk about a couple other churches, but I'm sharing with you how somebody can make a difference in your life. And you got to remember, Pastor Matt, I love you, and I trust you. But even Pastor Matt will tell you, there's only one guy you put trust in, and that's the man above. You know, pastors are messengers to us. They do the best. They got a lot on their plate. A lot of people just think it's a Sunday show. You don't know the planning and preparation to get this. You don't know that they're out in the hospitals visiting congregation. I'm not getting off topic. I'm just trying to tell you that there's a lot more to what these pastors do for us and the impact that they have on our life. But anyways, moving forward so you can understand why I'm doing the show. Again, Pastor Matt, cool dude. Had the family over for pool and barbecue because, you know, Trust likes to cook and he definitely likes to eat. But, you know, at the time the kids are playing in the pool, this is something that stands out to me. And that's why I have guests on the show. And these guests in the early parts of my show, there's things that happen that drive me to asking them to be on the show. And they might have just been doing their everyday life, but what they don't realize is what an impact they had on me. So with that being said, Pastor Matt and I were sitting upstairs. I'm going to be honest, it was hot outside. The air conditioner's blowing inside. But Pastor Matt and I were sitting upstairs, and he starts talking about baptism. And he says, hey, Trust, you going to get baptized? And I said, no. So a lot of you guys are like saying, what do you mean you said no? Well, I'm just going to show you how naive that I am. I said, Pastor Matt, how can I say yes to something I don't even know what it is? This is God's honest truth. Baptized. I mean, I see people in the water and what have you. But it's never been explained to me. And in short, you know, he asked me a few questions. Do I believe in Jesus Christ? Yes. Do you surrender yourself to him? I even had to ask him, what does surrender mean? And he explained. But moving forward, once he shared with me what getting baptized is, Heck yeah, let's do it, you know. And with that being said, MJ's going to help me. I've got some pictures of getting baptized and that special day in my life, how awesome that was. So again, guys, just in this short thing I'm sharing with you, I didn't know what baptized meant. I don't know what surrendered meant. There's so many more things as the show continues, and I hope that you tune in. Don't be shy. Ask questions. I am hosting a show, and I still need questions answered. And that's all you have to do, is if you want to get this glow about you, and I know you're better looking than I am, okay? But if you want to get this glow about you, create a relationship. Get to know him. That's the whole purpose of the show, is I want to be able to share what I am feeling. I want you to have it, okay? Going back to baptism, and again, I'm going to share this, so I'm going to try to go fast. When I was at the Block Church, people know my DJ background. I wanted to be more involved in church, and I would run the soundboard for Pastor Matt to speak, guests to speak, music to come on. But just the day of baptism, but when church was about to start, somebody would come up to me, "Hey, Brian, someone's here to see you." Church wasn't started, so you could walk away from the equipment. I would go up, and "Hey, what are you guys doing here?" "Well, Brian, you said you were getting baptized today. We wanted to be here for you." Again, I could elaborate with how many people showed up, family, friends. But let's just say I think I was 30 deep. 30 members came to watch me get baptized, where I just thought I was getting reborn, washed away, getting to start life all over again. Guys, not only did I get to do it, but how awesome was it that my daughter Caitlin and my granddaughter Madeline got saved the same day I did? The pictures, the family. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is I didn't know church was like that. I didn't know that people would walk away from their jobs. Not walk away, let's not say that. But if they attended other churches, that they chose to come to my church to watch me get baptized, you're just not getting dunked in water. People welcome you to the family. It's a completely different environment. And again, I'm glowing. So in your flesh life, your everyday life, you have coworkers, people you work with, you work along with them, you become friends, you get to know the gossip, you get to know the good stuff, and maybe you barbecue with them. Or again, as a coach on baseball teams, I get to meet all these kids and their families, and now you got this baseball family. But my goodness, the church family, when you get surrounded by other people who want to be more like Christ, you're surrounding yourself with people who want to hold themselves accountable, who want to be there for you without "what's in it for me" type situation. Now, don't get me wrong, that's a big word that I would use, hypocrisy, okay, because I'm personally going through that right now. I'm not going to throw some names out there, but I'm troubled right now that I want to return to a church that I enjoy, but I'm not going there because of some personal hypocrisy that I'm dealing with, guys. So it's normal. You might not like church for numerous reasons. One, I don't want to get up. It's my day off, and this is my day to relax and to be in my jammies. Hey, I get it. We're all guilty of that. You might not want to go to church because you went there and you confided in a friend, and now you hear from others that they know it, and it can only come from one other places. Well, guess what, guys? That's not just church. That's everywhere, okay? So again, I'm not shoving church down your throat. You haven't even heard me say anything about Scripture. I'm talking first, a relationship with Jesus. If you go to church, that's a bonus. If you go to a Bible study, that's a bonus. But remember, it starts with the challenge I said from the beginning of this episode and every episode. Take my challenge. Look in the mirror. Remind yourself, you're beautiful. Maybe you already have a relationship with Jesus, but maybe you're on a setback. You know better than the people I'm reaching out to, including myself, who are starting from the ground up. It's about forgiveness, acceptance. It's a relationship. Okay, yeah, it's easier to get on TikTok. I'm guilty. You can follow me, a dorky dad, okay? Facebook. You know, we're so engaged in these alerts on our phones, you know. Did we get a like? Did somebody comment? Guys, I'm guilty. That's me also. But I'm telling you that you don't think you deserve 10 minutes out of a 24-hour day to start your day? Hey, I'm beautiful. Asking God for forgiveness, asking God for abundance, asking God for health. Just have an intimate conversation. guys, 10 minutes of 24 hours. I don't even know what 24 hours amounts to in minutes, and I'm only asking you to do 10 minutes. You know what's even insane is, and I've said this before, how selfish do I feel? Yeah, I'll be on Facebook, and I'll be reading some. I'm going to give a credit out to Alan French. I read his post. Not everything resonates with me, but sometimes it does. I'll copy, and I'll forward it to somebody. And I'll get a message back like, oh my goodness, Brian, thank you so much. I needed that at the right time. First of all, glory be to God. But that engagement that I talk about on phone, man, I selfishly feel good. But more importantly, after I selfishly feel good, how does that random person, now when I say random, they're obviously friends that I have contacts for, but it's not like, you know, hey man, how was Bible study? Or hey, what did you learn in church? These are just people that I've connected with throughout the years, and some people, I would be intimidated to send something like that out by text. But then I would get a response. I'm like, oh my goodness, I didn't even know they were with Christ. So you guys, we never know. And again, later on and constantly, I want to talk about being obedient. And obedient is, I've said it before and I'll say it again. If I said, hey, I got some news for you, I might have your attention. But if I worded it differently, I'm like, whew. Guys, I got some gossip, or my kids would say, I got some tea. Now do I really have your attention, right? Yeah, I got to have that gossip. But if I said, hey, I want to talk to you about Jesus. Do we like, hey, trust, my mom's calling me. Oh, I got to get back on work. You know, do we start dodging that? And that's what I mean by being obedient. Being Christ-like, we want to pray before we eat. We want to thank Jesus for the meal that was provided us. The hands and the people who put thought in into the ingredients, and just being obedient and praying. But are we really to? Is somebody going to see me? Is somebody going to judge me? So I just want you to know that, yes, I have a relationship. Yes, I'm still guilty about not being obedient and being judged in fear of prayer or what have you. But I will tell you this, if somebody else initiates that blessing before we eat, you know I'm in it to win it. I'm eyes closed. I'm in it. I'm grateful. So, guys, I'm not perfect. I'm still learning. Or when you're in church and you're raising your hands, or do you lay hands on others when a prayer is being said? There is still so much to learn, and I absolutely love learning. So when I say the show's about you, you're beautiful, and I'm hoping to connect with you because of my brokenness, and I'm still learning. That's also how I'm learning Scripture. Two things I ask guests when they come on. And matter of fact, I hope you want to be a guest. Comment, message us. I will not put you on the spot. I have two questions when you're a guest. What is your favorite scripture, if you have any? And what is your favorite song? And really, I'll just ask you, how is that relatable to your lifestyle? But I promise you, if you want to be a guest, watch the previous episodes. I encourage you to do so. And when you're watching them, you know, will you like them? Will you share them? See, just as guilty with that engagement. But I'm hoping that you'll be a voice. Maybe people don't want to listen to Brian Trust. Who the heck's Brian Trust? You know, 300 pounds, 52 years old, wild, goofy, whatever. But maybe you have a story to tell that will resonate with somebody else. And then maybe you can connect with them so they can connect with the One and Almighty. Guys, I'm so pumped when I say you're beautiful. But I want to keep moving forward. Before we got thrown into commercial breaks and what have you, you know, there's a couple other churches I went to. Bethel Church, Pastor Roy, I love you. I was playing church softball with you before I even knew about church. And look at how full circle comes around. I'm attending your church and all the great people that I met. You know, earlier I used a word about hypocrisy, okay? Let me bring this up. Not the church. Church service is great. I got to tell you about Pastor Roy. You want to talk about a guy who talks about the word but is emotional and passionate and God-loving. Pastor, I hope I don't mess this up, but if I recall, you spent over 30 years in Africa, third world countries, getting them to know the word and who Jesus is, and that's a country where it was forbidden for them to know anything outside. Again, I don't want to butcher this. Pastor Roy, I love you, but here's what I want to bring up. I want to bring up Bible study. It was on Wednesday nights. Me and one other person, Ashley, okay? Everybody else, come on, guys, don't punch me, but you are two decades older than me. And I absolutely love you guys, because I would use the word, Sterling was my age. Hey, Sterling, love you. When I use the word hypocrite, you know, this is more in depth. You know, churches being relatable, using scripture for analogy to better understand. But Bible study, you're dissecting that scripture. And sometimes I would hear stuff, I'm like, man, that's a bunch of hypocrisy going on. And I mean, I use that word a lot. What I loved about this Bible study group, and I know they still have it on Wednesday nights if you decide to go, you're surrounded in a room who these people love Jesus. And not only do they love Jesus, they love you. So here's this new guy, rookie, in this room asking tons of questions. You know what that's like? You know, when you're at the school meeting or you're at an employee meeting and the employer's talking about something and you pretty much already know what they're talking about, but you always got Karen, okay, or Michael asking questions. And you're like, I got to get out of here, okay? That was me. I was the Karen. I was the Michael asking all these questions. And then I would continuously apologize to this group. And like, Brian, are you kidding us? Do you know how nice it is to have somebody with a new perspective, a different way of breaking down the analogy of what we always think scripture is? So see, it's kind of like a car sale. You guys know I own a car business. If you don't, I do. I own Trust Family Auto Sales. That's a paid advertisement. But anyways, a sale's lost by a few words, not a few dollars. Sometimes it's not always about money. It's just like the scripture. You might have a different interpretation of it as I do. But what's cool about a Bible group is you're surrounded with other people that you could, you know, talk about. And then they get indifferent. They've always known it this way. You share them another way. But the best part about it is it's inviting. They want to hear the word. That's why there's an Old Testament. That's why there's a New Testament. There's different ways to get the story. And the phone apps, where I'm telling you, I don't know thus and there. You know, they got these cool apps today where you could pull up the scripture. It tells you what the scripture is, and then it breaks it down for you. Guys, look at me. I don't know how many minutes I'm in, but look, I'm still glowing. But in order for this show to work, I got to run these commercials because they're paying for this. But when I come back, I'm going to give you a recap of our last four episodes, okay? I'm back. Are you still with me? I hope so, because we talked about me rambling, and oh my goodness, how different is doing this show. You know, Independence Day, the studio was closed, but I still wanted to come at you, and I'm not doing it with my boy CJ, who his laugh is so infectious. He helps me with the buttons, you know, so I'm not always messing up, which has been entertaining. So just definitely something different. And so guys, I told you I was going to come back and I want to do a recap of the first four episodes. But before I do, just something empowering. I'm going to throw out another church out there. It's called Enjoy Church. Corey invited me out there. A whole other episode I like to talk about, meeting in the parking lot. And, well, let me just touch base on that. How many times do people at church invite you to church, right? But then I would say a hypocrite, they would leave you in the parking lot. So it'd be one of those things, hey, I want you to come to church. You're fired up. You want to go. You actually get the nerves. You get in the car. You go to the church parking lot. But did you get out of the car yet? No, I've been there before. I'm sitting around looking to see if there's somebody I know, you know, to walk in. I got to tell you that personally has happened to me. I didn't see anybody I know, but I did get out of the car. I did walk in. Got a great message. Once I got inside, people were so inviting. So, you know, sometimes it's us. The biggest fear is the anxiety in ourself. So for those people who are churchgoers, I just want to use that as a lesson, is if you invite somebody to church, please take an extra step and tell them to text you when they arrive, and you'll meet them out in the parking lot and walk in together. I know that sounds so simple and maybe sometimes so little, but that is a fear and anxiety that's legit. So let's keep inviting people to church, but let's take that extra step and say, hey, call me or text me when you get here and I'll meet you and we'll walk in together. I promise you, it can make the difference of getting just that one. Okay, so moving forward, I wanted to bring up Enjoy Church. I talked about Bethel and the men's group. Enjoy has a men's group also, and it's completely night and day, okay? That's another thing you're going to learn about churches. Some churches, they only preach from the front cover of the Bible to the back cover of the Bible. And I'm good with that because I'm learning. But then there's some things that I'm learning too, whether you be gay or whatever, his, her, I don't really still understand today and some of these things that I'm speaking about. But the point that I'm getting across at the end of the day is if you want to praise Jesus and you love him, I don't care if you're lesbian, white, black, male, female, rich, broke, or what have you. So that might be going out of the word of the Bible, and I do apologize for that. But number one, I'm encouraging whoever you are, have a relationship with the man. So I apologize if I offended anybody, any churches. But guys, that's what the show is about, is about this relationship that you could have with Jesus Christ, who loves you, and you have purpose. And I'm getting off topic again. I'm sorry, but I love you. Anyways, what I really enjoyed about this men's group, when you talk about walking in a church or walking in a Walmart or walking into the car lot and sizing people up, and you, man, I was in this room. Now, I felt comfortable because Corey invited me when I got there. Man, I knew this person. I knew that person. There was a lot of people I didn't know. So, you know, some people tatted up from head to toe. Some people dressed way nicer than Trust. And some people dressed half-dressed. I was just coming from Florida. I want to say a melting pot. I was just in a room full of diversified people. And I want to tell you how empowering being in that men's group to lead me where I'm at today. A lot of the people that were in that men's group, I want them on the show. I've already invited them. We just got to find out the time. But what I really liked about this men's group, one place it was about Bible study. This men's group, we had a pool table, video games, a drop-down screen. But Christian-based, you know, sometimes we would watch a movie. And then after the movie, we would talk about that movie. But it was a gathering. It was comfortable. We would catch up from the week before, you know, what went through the work week. It was just really the most flesh life experience that I've had encountered with church. But the messages that these guys would share, buddies, brothers, how open and how candid, some drug addiction, porn addiction, being in prison, just every walk of life, not to judge. But where I feel blessed was to be in a room of people who would hold one another accountable. And just the strength and numbers, the men's group. Man, I love it, guys. And I know there's so many other places. I've only talked about a few churches, and I bounced to a bunch, okay? I went to an all-black church, which I love them. They got this new building now in Collinsville. So yeah, I know Peter, Paul, and you hear these different things. But one of the messages, first of all, the music. Point, I was like, Steve Martin, let's go! But Nehemiah, I didn't even know there was a Nehemiah in the Bible, okay? But I'm still learning as we go. But the point of the message that I'm getting across, there are so many churches out there, okay? Yes, they want you to play at your roots. But what I recommend to you, that if you are willing and you're going to go to church, go to a church where, man, just the vibes. Number one is you got to get the word. If you don't get the word and you're done with church, that's an hour and a half of time you'll never get back. Don't go there just to show up. Maybe you're going there to show up and someone's buying lunch afterwards, okay? But the point is, get the word. And today, they make things so easy, just like I'm talking to you, okay? I'm not saying don't go to church, but you also have the convenience of your phone just to watch a podcast or stream. But the number one thing is, what are you getting out of that? So I'm going to be repetitive and keep saying, take the challenge, look in the mirror. Are you willing to make a change, to make a difference? And know that you're beautiful. Guys, I'm all over the place. So anyways, I don't have a whole lot of time before I get turned off, but I just want to do a quick recap. We were fortunate and blessed to already have four shows. The first show, one of the things that was a highlight for me, you guys have been hearing me talk about Pastor Matt. Before I could do this thing that was in my heart for 2 years, called Pastor Matt. He took my phone call and he blessed the show. Pastor Matt, I love you. I know about Thursdays and so many other things that you got going on. But we're going to get out that Thursdays because remember, it's not all about Sundays. And our first guest was Freddie Hausman. Freddie, I love you, brother. And on camera, I owe you an apology. You were my guinea pig. You were my first guest. I didn't know how the time frames were going to work with commercials and when I got you on. But you were so humble and you worked with me. So you know I'm going to get you back on to get you a full episode. Matter of fact, we talk about adding things. It was so cool at the end of the show. I didn't see it, but Freddie had a tattoo here and a tattoo here. They were two separate. I'm like, I am. And over here was forgiven. And he explained to me, and we'll show the picture. When he would cross his arms, it was a message, I am forgiven. How awesome is that? When you know you're beautiful, you still need God in your life. And just certain things happen in your life. Man, that's powerful. I am forgiven. Guys, just use a flesh life analogy. if you messed up and you messed up really bad financially, a marriage or what have you, yeah, it's tough. I couldn't imagine the mental anxiety. But when you have a relationship with Jesus, you are forgiven. Times are tough, but remember, there's so much love out there. He wants you to live. Okay, so Pastor Matt, Freddie, our second show. Oh my goodness, so powerful. Phil Davis. Phil, my brother from another mother. I love you, dude. You know, I had asked Phil a couple questions. I didn't know if Phil was going to open up, and he did. Phil was going through some grief, and you have to watch the show to find out about it. I crossed some arms. The only time I got some uncomfortable body language going on since I've been talking to you guys. But guys, you're going to hear stuff about God spoke to me and faith over fear, God's timing. Some of that stuff, like, you know, you might find hypocritical, okay? Because I used to think that, okay? But the more that I started believing, I'm starting to learn, yeah, faith over fear. No, that is God's timing. No, God spoke to me. And you just really have to have that relationship to encounter it, to believe it, instead of it just being, whatever, I've heard that before. But, you know, Phil just had a really rough moment in his life. Guys, sometimes you've heard funerals or, you know, condolences or a bad split up. We don't have the words. You could be cocky and arrogant. It don't mean that you always have the words. But I can make up, if you watch the episode, that I'm getting ready for church. I don't even finish my shower. And I send Phil a text. Hey, if you get a chance, give me a call. I got out of the shower. He calls me. Speed the conversation up. Phil went to church with me. Not only did he go to church with me, I was still so new that during this grief that Phil was going through, he was explaining church to me. When I'm trying to comfort him, he's comforting me. And how inspiring and how impactful. That's kind of why I'm doing this podcast. Somebody was there for me, and I want to be there for you. And guys, if you watch the show, we keep talking about MJ helping me out with this IT. You might not even know Phil Davis. And you know what? He's putting his cell phone out there. He's asking you. If you have questions and you're not talking to me because my number's out there, people want to be there for you. We might not have the answers. It might not be, I need $100. It's not like you just get $100, but you learn God puts positions and people in your life that we might not give you the $100, but in empowering you for a job or something. Hey, the point is, here's where I get carried away. Phil Davis, you might not even know him. He put his cell phone out there that if you need help and guidance or how to pray, he wants to be there for you. I mean, how powerful is that? Phil, I love you. You're beautiful. Our third guest was Adam Marburger, probably one of the guys that I felt most relatable to me. And when I say that, we have so many different businesses, and some of them have failed. Some of them are still currently going, but we're always grinding. We're just going. And Adam's been an inspiration for me. By the way, you know, sometimes when you are that guy, you get a lot of haters. You know, and the cool thing about if you're a brother in Christ, you want everybody to win. So I know Adam's got some haters. I got some haters. The crazy thing about those haters is they don't realize the struggles, the trials and the tribulations, the countless hours, the sacrifices you take away from your family to constantly grind. And that was something that Adam went through, and he opened up about it. And I don't know if sabbatical, I'm not sure what it was, but he humbled himself, he said. He took a break and shared a little bit about what Adam did. But, you know, when you put Jesus and you have Jesus in your life, there's so many struggles that are going on. You know, when you define business like or success, sometimes people say success is I got 6-7 figures in the bank. I'm going to share it with you. It's on LinkedIn. You can find it. To me, success is the ability to balance family and business, okay? And when you're a newfound business owner, that's very difficult to do, and that's something that, you know, that Adam encountered, and he was accountable and vulnerable and shared his story with us. Adam, I love you for that. You're beautiful. But Adam bounced back, and like Adam, like myself, look at his glow, yo! You know, one of the things that I also loved about that, you know, Adam with his jiu-jitsu and his teaching and his classes, he was bringing up women, he was bringing up kids, just anybody, and we were just build others up. You know, if you want to win in life, be a light. Forget being a hater. Wish everybody success. There's enough to go around. But, you know, Adam, one of the things that I took about it was our youth. Okay, that's our next generation. So in order to be able to help our next generation, we got to work on us. And again, I'm going to keep saying it. Look in the mirror. You're a voice. You're an advocate. You have purpose. You might think that you're quiet. You might think that you're shy. But I'm telling you, you have a purpose. If you look different than me, God built us all differently. We're his children. He loves you. You hear me? Woo! So Adam, I want to thank you for being on the show. And then our last guest. Wow. Jose Diaz. Man. You know, he says hood, I say from the street. But because again, I don't know how much time that I have in this. But you know, one of the coolest things, guys, is I'm doing a podcast talking about Jesus instead of playing Sexy Red and Nelly. Because again, I got that airtime. I'm taking my time to connect with you because I want you to have what I have. And some of you might have joked and said money. I still got debt. I still got debt, yo. But really, if it's the glow that you see on my face, it's joy. It's peace. You can't put a price on that. Do I still stress? Of course I do. I check my bank account 10 times a day. But this empowering factor, when you have this relationship, again, find yourself humble. Put it in his hands. I hope that when you get this relationship and you're like, whatever, trust, I just can't put this bill in his hands, you'll know what that means. But Jose was someone else that I met through the Black Church. I hope you watched the episode. Jose was a somebody just like me in church, the body of Christ. You're all one, okay? Jose is a pastor now. Come on. You can say it. Hallelujah. You can say it. Say amen. So folks, I'm sure Jose still has bills to pay. He took a leap of faith. He's a pastor. I don't even know how big the congregation is. I don't know how the church business works with the tithes and what goes to paying the bills and what have you. But at the end of the day, he's serving God. He's connecting with you. This past weekend, he was out in St. Louis. I think it was 22 people brought themselves to God. Oh my goodness. Folks, faith over fear. You know, one of the things that again, because I am flesh life, I am hypocrite. I'm like, yeah, right, whatever. I admit it to you, I'm not going back to church because of a hypocrite or what have you, okay? That's my own personal dealings. And I hope, because, you know, when you do something like this, you should be able to practice what you preach. I hope that I tackle that head to head. So I too have my struggles, guys. And I'm sure you've got your struggles too. Let's hold ourselves accountable, okay? But you know, one other thing that I want to share with you, because how much it's changed my life. If you know the word coincidence, so maybe some people don't believe in Jesus. Maybe some people believe there's something out there, karma, you know, in the universe. But I got to tell you, the more I started diving in, the more I started believing, the more I'm out here connecting with you, some things have happened in my life and you would believe it's just coincidence, because I did. But my goodness, those miracles and those coincidences, they can't happen that much. And they have been. Let me remind you, first and foremost, thank you, Jesus. But I am a better husband to my wife. I am a better father to my kids. My businesses, Wanda Harvey blessed me with the seeds of Abraham, which I didn't know what that meant. But I'm going to tell you, those seeds are harvesting. I am humbly, gratefully blessed that my doors are open. We're selling cars. Some other businesses are taking places. I'm on the air talking to you right now. That's not coincidence. That's God working in my life. So guys, to come to a conclusion, I hope, and I know this was different. I didn't have CJ or a guest. You just heard Brian Trust rambling, okay? And if you stayed with me this entire show, I'm staring you right in the eyes. I love you. God loves you. You're beautiful. All I ask, every morning you wake up, take a moment to yourself and thank God. When you become in that habit, you're going to start learning that you're not just doing it in the morning. It might be lunchtime and you're in the car. Turn the radio off. You got what I call some windshield time. You're driving. God, thank you. This morning went fantastic. Lord, I ask you, can you ditto this afternoon? Can you still keep this peace and calming hand over my family? You're going to start finding yourself in habit of having such a beautiful relationship. And I genuinely, sincerely, I'm telling you, you are going to get this glow about you. Not only just for yourself, but you yourself. You're going to want to start connecting with others. So again, if you made it this far into the show, I want to tell you thank you. And I also want to remind you, you're beautiful.